hope you're having a great day, and I hope you had a great weekend. It's been quite a while since I've gone live on Facebook. Been traveling quite a bit, but today I wanted to talk about and practice a very simple meditation and breathing technique together that can move you from stress to de-stress. You got to try it. It's amazing. But we need to understand before we jump to conclusions that, oh, meditation is useless, breath work is useless, we still have stress. The point of meditation and breath work is not to take away your problems. It's to help you feel calm so that stress doesn't affect your body. It doesn't affect trillions of cells. It doesn't get your hormones out of balance, which further creates other problems and wrong messaging and communication in the human body. So when you sit down to meditate, when you sit down to do your breath work, it is to create calmness and clarity of thought and peace so you can make better decisions. You know whether you should react or respond or step away from the situation. You have mental clarity and peace to decide what you should be in control of, what you should let go, accept, or surrender. That's the point. So right now in life, you go through many, many times in a day where you can feel overwhelmed, out of stress, anxious, nothing seems to be going your way, and that chronic stress is what leads to inflammatory diseases. The establishment between stress, chronic stress, day-to-day stress, a little bit here and there is good for us. I'm talking about chronic stress. And we get angry, we have suppressed emotions, we have resentment, guilt, anger, rage, you know, all of these things. We feel out of control. That affects our health. Everyone knows that. So what we're going to do right now is go through a very, very simple breathing exercise. We all know the 4-7-8, but we're going to do it a little bit differently today. And we're going to throw in a couple of anchors as well. And there are not many things I can guarantee you in life, but I can guarantee you this. Once you're done with this exercise, and when you practice it and make it a habit, especially when you feel stressed, you're going to feel an immediate calmness happen. That's good for you, especially if you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, you have inflammation, you have a weak heart. It's good for people who are also healthy, because the quicker we can bring down cortisol and adrenaline, the healthier we are, the better we are. We move from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic nervous system. So let's get straight into it. You can practice it now or you can practice it later, but the whole idea is to practice it. So you want to sit with your back straight. If you are in a wheelchair, you can sit with your back straight as well. And if you're in bed, you can just lie down but remove the pillow from underneath so that your head and your body is in line with the mattress that you're on. Okay, all you need to do is first, let's go over the concepts of breathing. When we breathe, we want to belly breathe. So when I inhale, my belly rises and then my chest. And when I exhale, my chest goes down and then my belly goes down. So you can quickly practice that. You can put your left hand on your belly and you can put your right hand on your chest. Okay, now when I breathe through my nostril, my belly should rise and then my chest and then my shoulders. That's one complete deep breath. And when I exhale, my shoulders drop, my chest goes in and my left hand moves down. Just think of it. Take a moment to visualize like a balloon. When you blow air into a balloon, it inflates. That's your inhale. Okay, your balloon is in your stomach. It's in your tummy. It inhale, as you inhale, it expands like a balloon. When you deflate a balloon and you push the air out, it slowly starts getting flat. So from chest down to your belly, you'll start getting flat. So everyone can quickly practice to make sure you're doing a belly breath. Take one deep breath. Left hand on your belly, right hand on your chest. As you slowly inhale, the belly rises and then the chest. And as you exhale through your nostril, the chest goes down and then your belly goes back in. That's how we're going to breathe during this exercise. Now, you'll first do a couple of rounds of this and then I'll teach you how to put an anchor into it. Okay? We're going to do a 4-7-8. If you cannot do a 4-7-8, you can reduce it. You can do a 3-5-6. It's completely up to you. Okay? This is not a game and this is not a competition. Listen to your own body. It's fine if you break the numbers. So 4 seconds will be an inhale through your nostril. A slow inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then for 7 seconds, you're going to just hold your breath. Okay, and then the exhale is going to be for 8 seconds through your mouth. You're gently going to open your mouth, and as you exhale, you're just going to feel all that stress coming out. Okay, so I want you to, that's why I said it's a little bit of a meditation and breath work. So I want you to be really in the present moment, and as you exhale, I just want you to feel all that stress, all that negative energy, whatever it is, just come out through your mouth. Okay, so we're going to do about 3 or 4 counts together on my count. Remember, it's an inhale through your nostril for 4 seconds. It's okay if it's 3. Okay, you're going to hold for 7. It's okay if you hold it for 5. And then you're going to open your mouth and so you're making a ha sound, like an H, A, a ha. And just let it all come out. You don't have to control it. You can come out fast, it can come out slow. It's completely up to you. You're going to do 3 to 4 counts, okay? And now I'm going to teach you how to do an anchor, okay? So as you inhale, you can just imagine you're inhaling peace or love or joy. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. As you're inhaling, just imagine yourself filling up with peace, joy, love, whatever it is. It could be abundance, it could be kindness, whatever it is. You choose. These are little anchors that we're anchoring our breath with. Okay, then the hold is just a moment of peace. And then as you exhale, you can visualize and feel, like literally feel your body collapse, all the stress coming out of it. If there's anger, the anger's coming out. If there's envy, the envy's coming out. If there's anxiety, anxiety's coming out. If there's lust, the lust is coming out, whatever it is. Okay, anchor the emotion that you want to fill you and the emotion that you want to leave you with your exhale. Okay, so we can do 3 to 4 counts right now. You can even do this with your eyes closed. I would prefer if you do it with your eyes closed. Okay, so sit with your back straight, center, your palms can be on your thighs, facing upwards, or just sit in a comfortable position. Okay, and now we will start. On my count, inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And repeat. Inhale through your nostrils. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And this is what you want to do. Just give me 6 counts on your own time, because I'm going to end the video right now. 6 to 8 counts, and I can guarantee you, right into me, I want to know how you feel, because self-realization is a beautiful teacher. Everyone just wants to ask everyone, oh, did you do this? Did it work for you? Why don't you do it and find out on your own? So whenever you're stressed, you're a high blood pressure patient, doesn't matter. The quickest way to bring down cortisol and adrenaline is through your breath. And you can use this way of breathing, and especially the exhale, keep your mouth open and up. I want you to try this and let me know how you feel. Have a great day, everyone. Until next time, eat smart, move more, sleep right, breathe deep. And remember, you care is all about you.